the Milwaukee Fire. 'Twas the gray of early morning when the dreadful cry of fire rang out upon the cold and piercing air. One little word thus spoken was all it did require to send dismay and panic everywhere. Milwaukee was excited as it never'd been before on hearing that the fire bells all around were ringing to eternity, 100 souls or more, and the new Hall House was burning to the ground. Oh, hear the fire bells ringing on the morning's early dawn. Oh, hear them as they give the dreadful cry. Oh, hear the wail of terror mid fierce and burning flames. Heaven protect and bless those waiting there to die. In every window men and women wildly did beseech for help in tones of anguish and despair. What must have been their feelings when the ladders did not reach and they found death's grasp around them everywhere? A man stood in a window and his wife stood by his side. This man, they say, he was a millionaire, and to save him from the dreadful death they'd left no means untried, but gold and silver had no value there. A boy stood in the window and his mother down below, and when she saw the danger drawing near, with upraised hands to heaven she knelt down in the snow, and the strongest hearts could not restrain a tear. She rushed toward the fire and wildly tore her hair, saying, God take me, but spare my pride and joy. She saw the flames surround him, and then in deep despair, saying, said God, oh, have mercy on my only boy. Up in the highest window, servant girl alone, the crowd stood below with bated breath and away their faces with many a stifled groan, that haps to meet as hard a death. Now they tell me us this hotel had been on fire before and had not been considered safe for many years, but the man that owned it let it run on as before, but he is not to blame, as now it now appears. Incendiarism this time had been